producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is, you know, I don't know how much relevance this has to your life or my life, but it's interesting nonetheless. Researchers find that a little tiny fruit fly has sperm 20 times the length of its own body. You are talking about the sperm of a fruit fly. If you, I guess, draw it out all the way, 20 times the length of its own body, that is one tall sperm. The scientific community has always known that smaller animals have bigger sperm and vice versa. The study published today, that's interesting. Why is human sperm so tiny and a fruit fly sperm so long? What? I don't understand. The study published today indicates not only the sperm length, but also how many they have and are determined by the animal size. I'm looking at the little fruit fly. It's a cute little fruit fly. It's cute. A mouse ejaculation, they say, contains about 9.5 million sperm, each 12.4 micrometers long, and that of an elephant is 56 micrometers, so it's half the size, but they have over 200 billion per each ejection of it. Researchers from the University of Manchester and the University of Zurich recorded species-specific values of sperm length. Look, somebody has to. I guess not everybody can be trying to battle diseases that are killing us and resurfacing like Ebola. I guess, you know, somebody has to, you know, research fruit fly sperm, and there is somebody out there doing it and making money doing so. So they have these researchers looking at sperm length, total number of sperm in ejaculates, and combined testes mass and male and female body masses of 1,000 mammalian species. I'm so glad we have this logged. Only sperm counts from samples that were obtained by natural emissions were used in the study. I'm not sure how it would be artificial or unnatural when you're dealing with a fruit fly. In some cases, the total sperm number was not provided, but it could be calculated as the product of volume versus concentration, as reported in the study. In species where there was no monogamy, sperm have to compete in order to fertilize an egg. So fruit flies aren't monogamous. Did you guys know that? In smaller animals, larger sperm seem to have an evolutionary advantage, while in big animals, it is smaller sperm. Okay, we already talked about that with the elephants. And I guess, I think ours is about 30 micrometers. I'm not sure. Drosophila bifurca is the coiled sperm, and it is discovered to be 5.8 centimeters in length. That 5.8 centimeters is like almost a half of your pen. That's scary. I don't know how it fits. I mean, I hope it recoils back. I mean, when it goes to the female. It is, let me see, any more news? I know this is really exciting. Look, this is something you could, you know, this is, you could teach a lot of people at work, you know, the water cooler discussions that you have about this. The team speculated that the trade-off between sperm size and numbers might have something to do with the size of female plumbing. Okay, I sincerely doubt a female fruit fly's plumbing is 5 centimeters. They say elephants are bigger than mice, so it seems that their sperm have a higher risk of being diluted or lost in the bigger female reproductive tract. Ah, all right. So they're worried that it's going to get lost in there. Sperm number becomes far more important than sperm size. So what you want to do is, if you want an evolutionary advantage, you want to have more bullets in your gun, so to speak. Okay? As opposed to, if you're like, you know what, nobody's going to be messing with this fruit fly. Look at it. It's just buzzing all over the place. She looks erratic. Now, trust me, my sperm will do the job. Then they only probably need like one big long one, I guess. All right, let me see. Okay, are we good? I'm looking at it. It's really coiled up. I mean, it looks like it gets tangled. How do we know that the sperm doesn't get tangled on itself? Anyway, there's a video of it. I may post it. I mean, I don't know if this is something that... I mean, it's clean. It's just a fruit fly and the sperm. It looks like... Oh, what is that? It's not like cotton candy. I guess it looks like microscopic cotton candy. Flies... By the way, here's some fruit fly facts. Flies develop huge testes that make up almost 11% of its body weight in order to produce the giant sperm. Producing such sexual organs consumes so much energy that it delays the male's insect sexual maturity. The insects have about 800 sperm in their reproductive tracts at one time. Each sperm looks like a rolled up ball of twine and is transferred to a female in a large mass that slowly loosens. The fly sperm is sluggish, I'm sure, because it looks like it's like all tangled up on itself, and relies more on some transport mechanism within the female to move towards its goal. See, the females always have to finish the job. Am I the only one that notices this? Now, I'll ask my husband to wash the dishes. But, you know, it's okay, so we'll start washing the dishes. And then, maybe about an hour or two later, you see water all over the place. You see a dish halfway washed, okay, lying there on the side. So you see the potato, you see the yellow mustard or whatever on one half, and you see the other half all clear. My boys do the same thing. Or they'll load up the dishwasher, but when they load up the dishwasher, they don't turn it on or they don't put soap in it. My kid, he'll throw his dirty clothes in the washer and just think it'll magically turn on. So I think from an evolutionary standpoint, maybe it's we women's fault, because we're like, you know what, just give it to me, I'll handle it. I'll just do this. I got this. Let me handle it. I got it. And then we do the rest. You know, same thing. You know, when we made my two boys, you know, my husband did his part, he was done, he left. Okay, and then I had to sit there and go, okay, propagate up. Okay, sperm, no, you gotta go up the fallopian tube. No, you see the egg there? No, you gotta be, no, don't run away from the egg. You gotta go up to the egg. Uh-huh, an egg? No. And I had to sit there and choreograph the whole entire conception. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, some foods, okay, can trigger blood sugar spikes in some people, but not others. I've talked about this a lot with my patients, where I'll tell them that if they have, let's say, diabetes, they should take a monitor home, or if you don't have diabetes or you're pre-diabetic, you should take a monitor home and you should check your blood sugar. And many are like, look, you know, why? All right, I'll just check it with you and, you know, fine. If I'm under 100, I'm good. If I'm over, you tell me what you want me to do with my medicine or my diet. And I go, no. I want you to learn what foods do what to your sugar. Well, all the foods are bad. Chinese food's bad. This is bad. No. For some people, Mexican food may not raise their sugar as much as Chinese food would, or vice versa. Can you please check your sugar, because it may be individualized? Well, finally, some research has come out to support what I'm saying. Thank you. where foods may not necessarily have the same effect from person to person. And, by the way, that also would probably include weight. Your best friend, who's a size 2, could probably get away with eating, I don't know, 3 slices of pizza. Yet you just sniff the slice of pizza and you gain 5 pounds. Different foods have different effects on different people. A new study from Israel suggests that people have very different blood sugar responses to the same food, with some showing large spikes even after eating supposedly healthy choices. Researchers said the findings published this week in the journal Cell underscore the message that no one-size-fits-all diet. Investigators are suggesting that they carefully tailor diets to our individual's blood sugar tendencies. Dr. Eran Elinav, a senior scientist at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel, says each human has a unique response to any food he or she consumes. A dietitian reviewed the study, expressed doubt on how useful the study would be. I like it, though, all right? But she says, for one, designing your diet based on short-term blood sugar responses does not ensure that it's healthy. This is Lori Wright, an assistant professor at the University of South Florida. I'd be concerned about it meeting a person's nutritional needs. Okay, well, see, what you need to do, this is what I say you need to do, okay? Well, wait, I'll tell you about the study and then I'll go into my piece. Okay, because my piece is, I think, the most important. Anyway, the study said it focused largely on people's blood sugar levels 2 hours after eating a small meal, or your postprandial glucose response, 2 hours. All right, and they found that, let me see, what did they find? They say with bread, some people showed almost no change in glucose, while others it showed a large response. He said some had higher responses to bread with butter than to bread alone. Each participant... But what they did is they looked at 800 Israeli adults who gave detailed information on their diet and lifestyle. Over 1 week, they used a smartphone app to record all their daily activities, including the food they ate, while glucose monitors kept track of their post-meal blood sugar changes. See, this is exactly what I think we should be doing. Each participant also gave a stool sample so the researchers could analyze their gut microbiome, the collection of bacteria that's in the digestive system. Recent research has suggested that basically your microbiome, you know, the bacteria in your gut, kind of will determine if you're going to be obese, if you're going to be sick, if you're going to be healthy. So it plays an important role. For the most part, study participants ate their normal meals, but the researchers did give them identical breakfasts so they could compare people's responses to the same meal following a fast. Overall, there was immense variation in the blood sugar responses. Now, some of you will be like, well, duh, not everybody's going to get a 50-point rise in sugar. Yeah, but what about the idea that a diabetic eating bread and the sugar doesn't bump up, yet another diabetic who does the sugar bumps up? I think that's pretty significant. Researchers, I guess, created individual diets for 25 people by feeding all of their data into an algorithm that predicted which foods would cause large spikes in their blood sugar. For some people, a good diet included foods like pizza and potatoes. What? For others, they couldn't have those foods. That study spent 1 week on their personal good diet, 1 week on a bad diet. On average, the study found the good diets lowered people's post-meal blood sugar and altered the makeup of their gut bacteria. Wait, I want to be in the pizza and potato group. Effects over 1 week, however, may not be enough, obviously, but you know what? It's a good start. So, tailor making, I mean, here we are. We're trying to tailor our medical, medical cancer treatment and antibiotic therapy and blood pressure therapy and cholesterol therapy to you, which is a very, very smart thing. And it comes back from, you know, homeopathy, where people have different constitutions and you treat based on who you're dealing with. You don't just take a random medicine and go, we're just going to use this all across the board. Yes, there's medicines out there that do work all across the board. I'm very grateful for them. But there are some people that, you know, have tailor-made issues. I talked to you guys about that, and this is a very relevant subject now during cough and cold season. You'll have 3 kids. One will always get a sore throat. One will always get the wheezing or the lung issues. And one will get, diarrhea. And you're like, I don't understand this. If it's the same cold, the same bug, why is everybody having different, you know, symptoms? It's the bug because, you know, a certain bug could cause a variety of different things. One of your kids will always get ear infections. You know, one of your kids will always get pneumonia. It all depends. You know, you throw a bunch of strep pneumonia in a room, okay? Somebody, nothing may happen to. Somebody may get an ear infection. Somebody may get pneumonia. So the strep pneumonia, meaning the bacteria that you're throwing in there, somebody may actually get the pneumonia or somebody may not. So, you know, everybody's different. And same thing with the way you react to food. That eat by your blood type was a brilliant idea. I don't know how many people follow it to a T. And what people have noticed since it's been around now for multiple years. But it's starting to hit exactly on what we need to do. Some of us, and it might not be blood type determined, there may be some other determination, some of us have to stay away from carbs. We just do. I told you, I did the vegetarian thing. And I did without meat. And I didn't feel any better. And I gained weight. Why? Because I was eating more carbs to compensate. Now, to be a true vegetarian or vegan, you don't sit there and overcompensate with carbs, okay? You know, there's a variety of ways. You know, you're supposed to overcompensate with vegetables. But, you know, for me, it just didn't work. When I eat a high-protein diet and low carbs, I lose weight. So, for me, the carbs are a biggie, whereas for other people, it may not. So, individualizing, I think, is the way to go. I think it's smart. Customizing the diet, and it's going to take some time. And there are specialists out there and nutritionists that do this, you know, and they will sit down with you and figure it out. And, you know, getting a glucometer is pretty easy to do. So, it's doable. It's going to take a lot of time, and it's going to take money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a big fan of you guys eating fish. I don't like fish per se, but I'm a big fan of fish being out there. And after I get through with this pop-up, all right, we have a report that the FDA has approved a genetically engineered salmon for consumption. In fact, this picture of the salmon looks pretty damn good. They say some environmentalists are calling the salmon frankenfish. All right, it's not frankenfish, but people are concerned about genetically engineered animals. One complaint is the salmon is dangerous, that it'll endanger personal health, it'll cause human allergies. There's been insufficient testing. Genetically engineered salmon was initially submitted for FDA approval 20 years ago. The agency declared it safe in 2010 and then spent another 5 years reviewing objections. Thursday's statement said the FDA has concluded that the salmon is safe to eat and is nutritious as food from other non-genetically engineered Atlantic salmon. It also says that genetic change is safe for the fish itself. Another worry people have is the salmon could breed with other species and then endanger wild fish populations and ecosystems. In a statement from Alaska's congressional delegate, Senator Lisa Murkowski, she calls the salmon a quote-unquote science experiment and a threat to the health of Americans and the sustainability of our fisheries. According to a press release from Friends of the Earth, they say there were over 250 wild salmon harvested in Alaska and Puget Sound. Why should we put this sustainable research at risk for the benefit of a few multinational corporations who will sooner or later introduce GE salmon into their floating feed lots? Americans will be eating synthetic salmon, thinking they're receiving the nutritional benefits of wild salmon. Here's the thing. Okay, as I look at it, nothing is better than the real thing. But what do we do when we don't have enough of the real thing? Okay? I mean, you know, if we are going to have a food crisis that is beyond our comprehension now because we're kind of sitting comfortably, okay, you know, many of you don't realize we're going to have a chocolate shortage by 2030. Okay, I'm already stocking up for that. But, you know, we start to have food crises, we're going to have to figure out a way how to feed our population. Yes, it may not be ideal as the real thing, but we need to study it and we need to go through the approvals and the, you know, if nobody wants to buy the genetically engineered salmon, they won't buy it. So the marketplace will handle that. But we need the science behind it. And we need somebody growing food. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is cool. Lab-grown vocal cords. I wanted to talk about this earlier this week. This could possibly hold a lot of hope for people with voice disorders. We communicate through our voice. I need my voice. God forbid anything happened to my voice, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'd have to play a lot of replays, I guess, and make you guys think I'm still on air. I don't know. I could never think of leaving radio. That would be horrible. And how do I yell at my kids and my husband? Well, researchers have grown human vocal cords in the laboratory that appear capable of producing sound in hopes of one day helping people with voice-robbing diseases or injuries. I guess millions of people suffer from voice impairments, usually like laryngitis from a virus, or you could have overuse from singers, etc. But sometimes vocal cords become too scarred or stiff to work properly. And as we see rises in throat cancer from HPV, people may need vocal cord transplants. So, they say your voice, according to WestHawaiiToday.com, your voice depends on tiny but complex pieces of tissue that may be soft and flexible enough to vibrate as air moves with them. See? La! That was my vocal cord. See? Can you get la? See? See, that's a good vocal cord with very good pitch and very good tune. Sometimes the vocal cords, okay, I already talked about that. Alright, okay. And they are tough enough to survive banging together hundreds of times per second. For them to make sound, they have to vibrate. So even if I beatbox, boop, okay, so if I beatbox or whatever, I am really vibrating the hell out of them. And, you know, you can cause overuse and you can cause damage. Hopefully not enough because I don't beatbox a lot. Hopefully I don't. I don't. I will. One day I'll beatbox the whole show. I should do that. What, a couple hours? I could do it. Wednesday, researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison reported the first lab-grown replacement tissue, which appears pretty close to the real thing, and it produced some sound when tested in voice boxes taken from animals. They say there is no other tissue in the human body that is subject to these types of biomechanical demands, said Dr. Nathan Wellham of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who led the work published in Science Translational Medicine. This lends promise or hope to one day treating some of the most severe voice problems that we face. The vocal cords that are vocal folds, they're inside your larynx or voice box, okay? And they're kind of near your Adam's apple. All right, that cartilage there. And I guess what they did is they started with some donations from four patients who had their larynx removed from non-cancerous reasons and from one deceased donor. The researchers culled two types of cells that made up most of the tissue and then grew a real large supply of them. Then they arranged the cells on 3D collagen scaffolding, and the two cell types began mixing and growing. In 2 weeks, the result was tissue with the shape and elasticity of human vocal cords and with similar chemical properties. Remember how excited we were when we, planted a lima bean in some soil? And then every day we would watch it grow, and then finally there'd be a little baby sprout. And I remember I just couldn't wait, so I would start digging up the soil to see if it had roots, and my mom would scream at me, no, you're going to kill the plant. I was like, oh, it's rooting. Yeah, just put it back in the sand. So we had to replant it, and I ruined a couple of them accidentally because I just really wanted to see the growth. Can you imagine sitting there watching a vocal cord grow for 2 weeks? I think that'd be pretty damn cool. All right, so researchers decided to, I guess, test it. I guess they took a larynx that was removed from a large dog after his death and attached it to a plastic windpipe that blew in warm air to simulate breath. A dog's voice box is pretty similar to a human's. So the researchers cut out one of the canine vocal folds, glued a piece of the new bioengineered tissue that they made, that they grew in its place, and the human tissue vibrated correctly and made sound. They say it buzzed like a kazoo. So, that's cool. All right, so, you know, the more they do with this kind of thing, the better. But I love the idea of just growing organs, or I really love the idea of you taking pieces of tissue that you have that's good and growing more of your own tissue. Then you don't seem to have as much rejection issues when it gets transplanted. We talked about that lady in England where part of the cartilage, the good cartilage, was taken out of her knee to grow more to replace into her knee because she needed a knee replacement. She didn't have enough cartilage there. The cartilage was worn out. So you grow a piece, you grow it in the lab, you stick it back in the knee. I haven't heard much about them doing this. I don't know if it ever worked long term, but something like that is exactly what we need to do. You take a piece of your body and you regrow the tissue. All right? It makes sense. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is a parasitic worm that appears to boost female fertility. The Taimane women of Bolivia are revered as being the most fertile in the world. They, on average, have 10 children in their lifetimes, but some are even more fertile than others. So while collecting information for nearly 1,000 women in this community over 9 years, researchers from the University of California, Santa Barbara, discovered that it might have something to do with a parasitic worm infection. Women who were chronically infected with roundworm had as many as 12 children. In contrast, women who had successive hookworm infections, their births dropped to 7. Writing in the journal Science This Week, lead author Aaron Blackwell and his colleagues theorized that the effects may relate to the balance of immune responses that the different worms induce. So infection with roundworm was associated with earlier first births and shortened interbirth intervals. But infection with the hookworm was associated with a delayed first pregnancy and extended interbirth intervals. Blackwell told BBC that the immune changes in a woman's body may make it more or less friendly towards pregnancy. Can you imagine? You want to have a baby, and you're having fertility issues, so they decide to infect you with a roundworm. Or you want birth control, so they infect you with a hookworm. Fertility experts are looking at the findings, and they think this could lead to new types of treatments for women who are having trouble getting pregnant. Yes, that's what I said. But they do not want people trying to get infected with roundworms, okay? They don't want you doing that. All right, but you just kind of wonder, is there something, you know, in the roundworm? Is there, like, kind of like, you know how we use virus coats for vaccines? You know, we inactivate the virus, we kill it, but then we use it to induce the inflammatory response. Maybe they could do something like that. Have something that a roundworm gives off and use that to stimulate fertility. Remember, the results are very preliminary. They only show an association rather than a casual link, but they don't know what mechanisms could be at play, and this could be pretty damn cool. Roundworm infections are very common and are mostly asymptomatic. Unfortunately, sometimes it could lead to fever and anemia and shortness of breath. And I don't know if they also invade. We know tapeworms can invade and go into the lungs or go into the brain. I wonder if roundworms could do the same thing. So again, we don't know. We don't know what all the manifestations could be, but many people do unfortunately get infected with worms and they do fine. Pinworms, a lot of times those affect your tushy and, you itch a lot. Little white worms, you know, kids that complain that they have rectal itching could have pinworms. There's medication we give them to treat that. It's pretty easy to do. And of course, you know, definitely got to clean up the house and, you know, you always tell them, quit scratching your butt. I always yell, I don't say butt, of course. But, if your kid, by the way, is doing that, it could be a worm infestation. I always tell people to look at your poop. Stand up, look at your poop. See if you see any worms in there. Some of you will. When a patient, oh my gosh, they freak out. There's worms in me, and they freak out. We get them in right away, and we treat them. All right. When we come back, cars may soon have night vision. This is pretty cool. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we got a lot of lights all over the place. And not just the strip and the resort corridor, but, you know, even the neighborhoods, very, very well lit. And I remember growing up in Phoenix where, you know, neighborhoods were really, really dark. You know, you'd be driving up and down the street and, you know, you had ranch style homes and you wanted to see a light for a while, you know, and it would maybe be just a little porch light. So where I live, we got lots of lights, but it's a dangerous time to drive. And I guess we may have, I apologize, I think I have some volume here. We may have cars that have night vision. They say scientists have developed a thermal imaging system using sheets of the superthin and transparent graphene, and that technology could also be built into phones, laptops, or even windows in your home. If added to cars, they say the technology could give drivers the ability to move clearly or to more clearly see animals running into the road by showing invisible infrared rays that creatures and objects emit the form of heat. So, infrared imaging systems right now for the night vision are used by soldiers and firefighters, you know, and many times they're very kind of bulky and they're, you know, kind of slow and big. So, they have to filter out background radiation or noise to help them see objects clearly in the dark. Now, electrical engineers from MIT have developed an alternative system using sheets of graphene. These sheets are made with a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a beautiful little lattice that looks like honeycomb. The material, which is expected to revolutionize everything from electronics to buildings, has been found to be 200 times stronger than steel, and it conducts electricity. At the heart of the design, they say, published in the ACS journal Nanoletters, I guess it's a little square patch of graphene that acts as a heat sensor. They combine it with microscopic silicon devices, convert thermal signals into electrical ones. They say this graphene is not only great for transistors, but great for reinforcing structural materials and one of the best materials we know for infrared detection. This is pretty damn cool. I would love a night vision car. Ooh. Kind of like Knight Rider. Instead of incorporating a cooling system into the design, the engineers decided to isolate the sensor and suspend it in the air using the strips of graphene. When they tested it, they found the device could sense heat from a human hand at room temperature without the need of cooling fluids. And they believe the material could one day be used to create flexible and transparent thermal imaging systems. So, infrared detectors, that could be really cool. I wonder if you could also use it in surgery, too. It's really dark in there, and, you know, you shine a light, and there are things that I don't want to say anything because I think I have an idea for a patent. Okay, never mind. We'll go on. All right, graphene was, I guess, a theoretical substance back in 1947, and for decades, physicists thought it would be impossible to isolate as such thin crystalline sheets, but they were able to figure it out in 2004 when a pair of scientists used sticky tape to lift a layer from a piece of graphite. That layer was itself pulled apart using more tape, and the process repeated until the thinnest of layers remained a graphene sheet. Way cool. Alright, I don't know how much it is. I think it's what, $1 per square meter? That's cheap. That's cheaper. All right, cool stuff. I'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a simple blood test can detect ovarian cancer in 90% of patients. A single blood test. Way cool. The technique looks for signs of the disease in blood serum compounds, and they found that it had as good a rate as diagnosing 90% of them. Pretty sensitive. The detection rate is superior to current methods used to monitor women who have a risk of inherited ovarian cancer or have an inherited risk of ovarian cancer. And it's a blood marker test. Now, the disease affects 7,000 women a year, kills 4,000 women a year. That number is still very alarming. However, it's not enough for the U.S. Preventative Task Force or many of the other medical governing groups to say, yeah, go ahead and screen for it. And so I would really, really love there to be a test that would be affordable that we could use for screening. Scientists from the Georgia Institute of Technology took blood samples from women with stage 1 and stage 2 ovarian cancer in a test group of healthy women. They used machines to separate cells to look for differences between women and with and without the early stage cancer. And lead researcher says, we think our results will show great promise and plan to further validate our findings across much numbers. I'm just quoting her. I'm sorry. All right. So ovarian cancer, we know it's difficult. Very, very difficult to treat and difficult to find. Okay. Once you have it, many times by the time it's found, it's extensive. And then it's a lot harder to treat. Ovarian cancer, it sneaks up. All right. And, you know, pelvic ultrasound isn't good enough. We pelvic ultrasound, but we're not allowed to do that as a screen. And by the time it shows up on pelvic ultrasound, it could be already have seeded through the bloodstream. what they did with this test is they work with three cancer treatment centers in the U.S. and Canada, and they obtained the blood samples, and they separated out the serum of the samples from women who had cancer, stage one and stage two. They took out the proteins and the metabolites, and metabolites are basically produced by these enzyme reactions in the body. The serum samples were analyzed by ultra-performance liquid chromatography mass spectrometry. Whew. Two instruments joined together to better separate samples to their individual components. They looked at serum samples from 49 women who didn't have cancer, and then they basically looked at what they had, obviously. And I guess the chemical work identified about 1,000 candidate compounds, which were reduced to about 255. Then they analyzed them, and the molecules that did not contribute, I guess, were eliminated, and they finally were able to bring down a list of 16 molecules that together differentiated cancer patients with highly extreme high accuracy. So you figure out the metabolites that are given off in women with cancer that's given off in their blood. You're able to then make a test that could pick those metabolites out. You know, it's not rocket science. It's really cool what they do, and it takes a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. But it's all practical type of logic. Okay, somebody with cancer may give something off in their blood, an antigen. Okay, all right, and this gets picked up. And this molecule or this protein or whatever, all right, has a form, a shape, a unique characteristic to it. You find a test that can figure out how to detect that characteristic. And it's I mean, what we can do now, it blows my mind. Tourniquet use is now urged in public safety. The White House is pushing to make tourniquets as commonplace as heart defibrillators at U.S. schools, stadiums, airports, malls to reduce fatalities from mass shootings and terror bombings. Applying lessons learned on the battlefields, the Obama administration wants ordinary citizens armed with both the will and the ability to grab a tourniquet to stop the wounded from bleeding to death before trained medics arrive. The CPR and basic life first aid. This type of stuff we all should learn anyway. But I like the idea of having tourniquets around.
I keep a first aid kit in my backpack at all times.
Oh, you do? Good. Now, is a tourniquet in there?
But there is. It's a little camping one that we used to carry with us. They even keep little tablets in there for purifying water, little iodine tablets.
Yeah. Smart. Look at you. So you're already.
That's part of learning survival training out in the middle of the woods. You don't leave home without that or rain gear or a flashlight ever.
Amen to that.
Screwdrivers too.
Amen to that. Yeah, I know. Weapon. And you can use a screwdriver as a weapon too.
Oh yeah. Or you know? Interesting fact, if you're ever stuck in a car that's in the water, you wait for the car to fully fill with water and then you take a screwdriver and you can blow out your window. But you got to wait till you're fully submerged before you do it.
So you could do that. I always wondered, you can't open a door when you're completely submerged in a flood, but you could take the screwdriver and you could break the window.
You pop the window. If Phillips screwdriver is great, they've got these little quad ones where you can flip them around. They've got flatheads and Phillips on them. I carry one with me everywhere. It's awesome.
Wow. And you just bang against the window, right?
Yep. Just hold it there and smack the back of it with your hand and you'll
open
it out. No problem. I can't remember where I saw that, but I remember that.
Whew. Man, what a lifesaver. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.